Baik, bertemu kembali dalam Niaga Awani. Kami masih lagi bersiaran dari KLCC bersempena dengan sidang kemuncak perniagaan antarabangsa Selangor SIBS 2023. Menarik, pelbagai perkara all under the sun. Betul. Jadi apa yang berlaku di seluruh terutamanya dalam pembangunan negeri Selangor. Betul. Itu di bawah satu bumbung di KLCC ini.
Betul. Lina. Bukan itu saja, untuk pengetahuan anda, iaitu acara ini menyasarkan lebih kurang 50,000 pengunjung perdagangan yang akan sampai di sini, yang akan memenuhi lebih 1,000 roluai, iaitu di 8 Dewan Expo termasuk juga dengan 2 Dewan Persidangan. Dan acara ini menyasarkan sebanyak penyertaan dan pelibatan ataupun menarik minat sebanyak 70 buah negara. Banyak tu, Haritz.
Dengan nilai keseluruhan
yang menyasar 1.5 bilion ringgit.
Ya, dari segi jumlah transaksinya. Jadi, seperti yang sebelum kita berhenti rehat tadi, kita ada menyebut berkenaan dengan PMKS. Bagaimana kita nak bawa PMKS kita ini ke peringkat global. Ini salah satu platform seperti SIBS 2023 ini.
Apabila bercakap mengenai PMKS, PKS, antara isunya adalah kita boleh cakap kos pembiayaan.
Dana kan?
Betul. Aspek pembiayaan terhadap PKS ni harus diberi tumpuan yang lebih luas terhadap penyelesaian pembiayaan. Dan kita lihat banyak, iaitu agensi dan bank-bank menggerakkan usaha ini. Dan antaranya adalah Afinbank, di mana kita akan bawa tetamu kita di sini untuk berkongsikan apakah antara peluang ataupun cabaran dan penyelesaian terhadap pembiayaan dalam kalangan PMKS.
Okay.
Harith, jom kita perkenalkan tetamu kita.
Datuk Syed Masyafuddin Syed Badarudin, yang merupakan Chief Executive Officer for Afin Islamic Bank Berhad. Datuk, terima kasih sudah bersama dengan Isra Awani. Thank you so much. First of all, maybe you can provide us in terms of overview specific financing products and also solutions provided by Afin offers to support financial needs by the SMEs and also SMIs, Datuk.
First of all, thank you for having me on your program. I think, as we all know, Afin is a fully fledged banking group, but we have a lot of focus on the SME/SMI segment, knowing full well that this is a core backbone to the growth of the economy. We've spent a lot of focus, a lot of resources, taken on board a lot of the feedback from customers to come up with tailored solutions. One being, for example, our under the banner Afin Aspira, which takes into account the different stages of development of SMEs. For example, the startup phase, which is within six months to 36 months, where the financing or the loan package is about 400,000 ringgit, collateral free, and so on. Of course, there are all the normal services such as current accounts, savings accounts, online banking, which are common and very useful to our customers. Now, in the growth phase, which is more than 36 months onwards, we extend the facilities, the package, to include facilities for property financing, CAPEX, facilities which cater to certain segments such as agriculture, environmental friendly, and so on. We've also taken into account requirements in terms of the trends of sustainability. We've had a lot of products now, I have to say, that which cater to the financial inclusion, to the female entrepreneurs. We have Afin Gem, products which give favoured preferential rates to the female entrepreneurs, services, and so on. Also taking into account insurance or takaful coverage, making it cheap for our customers. For as little as 15 ringgit per annum, they can get coverage for as much as 250,000 ringgit.
Well, definitely we can see the efforts and initiative done by Afin Bank. Okay, maybe you can share with us, are there any tailored or programs or initiative done by the Afin Bank to promote innovation and digital transformation among SMEs and SMIs?
Very good question. This is a matter close to our hearts. We have three key pillars to our aspirations: unrivaled customer service, digital leadership, and responsible banking with impact. If you talk about digital leadership or transformation, for us to get the message across to help the community, we do a lot of collaboration with state entities. A good example is CDEC. We've come up with and working with them with on the Selangor Accelerator Program 2023, Selangor E-Accelerator Program, which for this year, which also helps the incubators, helps their customers or new startups get investment ready in the new future. So very pleased to be part of the community, to be able to come up with the solutions. We've also done a lot of work with MAFCAP, for example, other government-related entities. When it comes to the products, I think it's good for us to highlight the products such as Afin Max, which is an online platform for our customers to make it easier for them to do their cash management, liquidity management, settle their payables. We also have SME Colony, which I'm happy to say is a platform simply for the community, for them to for entrepreneurs, SMEs, SMIs to interact, to get to know each other, to put their services, offer packages to the community, and at no extra cost to them. It's not for, there's no additional fee to Afin. It's merely for the benefit of the customers.
In the context of the Selangor International Business Summit this year, maybe you can share, elaborate on any special initiative or financial support that you bring or to boost the SME, SMIs that provided by the Afin Bank to participate and to expand their business in this event within the 4 days expand.
Well, I think we're very excited and happy to be part of this event. There's a whole army of us here from Afin, happy to be serving the community. We've been getting a lot of inquiries. I think our role here is to make it easier for participants as financial intermediaries for them to do their transactions, trade. We see a lot of foreign participants that may require trade facilities, trade financing. We also have in our booth downstairs participants where we actually collaborate with our Rakan Niaga partners. These are partners who are very close and dear to our hearts. We give them that platform for them to promote themselves to the communities, the participants. And myself, I've been very impressed with the services and products. Covering financial inclusion in terms of education, in terms of what they can do for environment, solar panels, and so on. I would say to those who are listening to the program, come and have a look. Happy to be of service. I believe we can add a lot of value in terms of our intermediation services.
Dato, if I may add, in terms of when we see after the post-COVID-19, there's a lot of challenges facing by the SMEs. Maybe your thoughts, how do you see how to boost the SMEs, especially post-COVID-19 era? Your thoughts on that?
No, I think these challenges are not just peculiar to SMEs. All corporates, sole proprietors have experience, even large entities across the board. I think it takes a lot of stakeholder engagement. At Afin, we are very happy to be able to provide those services, to be able to be participants and to be able to provide the kind of advice that we believe, the guidance that we believe these entities will need. We all recognize that these things will take time to get back on our feet, all of us. So I think when they engage with entities such as Afin, get themselves ready, they'll be in a better place going forwards, be better prepared when hopefully the economy comes to full pace again.
All right, definitely very good insight sharing, Dato. For those SMEs out there who want to look for financial advice, maybe you can find Datuk right here.
and his team, troops from Afin.
Datuk, within this event is 4 days, definitely to bring more opportunities to the people, to the SMEs, and even for the economy. Maybe for our last question, you can share what's your expectation and hope for the event SIBS for this year.
You know, I've been here for yesterday and today now, and I'm so impressed with the participation, with the organisation. I've never and I understand that they're expecting record turnout. As a Malaysian, I can only say that this is going to be very good for to spur economic growth, not just in Selangor, all the other states, and of course, you know, like I said earlier, there are so many foreign participants, and I believe this can only augur well for the future. I think you know, it's very encouraging to see different industries. We have participants from in the F&B, in the medical, which tells you that there is appetite. And from the perspective of Afin, as a banking group, we are here to service. We hope that we are given the opportunity to be of service and to be you know, to be here to provide the kind of advice that we believe that they might need.
Financial solution.
Thank you very much, Datuk, for sharing how financial solution among the SME, even SMIs. Definitely, you're going to be very busy throughout the week. We have to release you. I want to say thank you very much to Datuk Syed Mashafuddin Syed Badaruddin, the Chief Executive Officer for Afin Islamic Bank Berhad, for sharing the financial solution for SMEs, SMIs. I want to say thank you very much, Datuk.
Thank you so much, Datuk.
Have a good day. I will see you soon. Thank you very much. Well, itu adalah antara perkongsian terakhir kita di sini.
Betul. Dan sudah tentu Nina, kalau kita nak menelitikan platform SIBS ini, sebenarnya ianya membuka peluang untuk pelbagai pihak meneroka peluang dan juga peluang, bukan sahaja dari segi pembiayaan dana, malah banyak lagi perkara-perkara yang boleh diperincikan, dan apa yang ada di bawah satu bumbung di dalam KLCC ini, ini adalah ruang dan juga peluang untuk anda untuk meneroka, untuk mengetahui pelbagai inisiatif, apa yang dilakukan oleh Kerajaan Negeri Selangor, apa yang dilakukan oleh Invest Selangor, dan juga banyak agensi-agensi di bawah dan juga kawasan pembangunan Idris, Sabda dan pelbagai lagi sebenarnya pembangunan.
Sebelum Nina, kita mengakhirilah sesi kami, dan kami akan pass baton kepada rakan sugas kami, iaitu Tamina Kauzik, untuk membawakan rangkuman Niaga Spotlight. Ini adalah hari terakhir niagawan yang akan bersiaran di Pusat Konvensyen Kuala Lumpur, tetapi acara Selangor International Business Summit 2023 ini akan berlangsung selama 4 hari sehingga Ahad ini, 22 Oktober. Jangan risau, walaupun kami berakhir bersiaran di sini, tapi kami awal ini akan bawakan perkembangan dari semasa ke semasa untuk anda
nanti
lihat.
Pukul 12, betul. Nina, cross pukul 12 nanti. Okay, kita bagi pass baton tu Nina lah. Nina akan cross pukul 12 nanti.
Lepas ni kami akan bawakan tetamu lagi. Ada dua orang lagi tetamu pada pukul 12 di Bulutin secara langsung untuk akan bawakan antara perkembangan terkini di acara Sidang Kemuncak Perniagaan Antarabangsa Selangor SIBS 2023 yang menyasarkan sebanyak nilai potensi jualan 1.5 bilion ringgit dengan penyertaan yang disasarkan pelibatan sebanyak 70 buah negara, dan antara 4 hari acara ini terbanyak lebih daripada 1,000 reruan yang memenuhi Dewan Expo, Dewan Persidangan. Sudah tentu banyak juga perkongsian dan tips-tips yang dikongsi bukan sahaja daripada pemain industri, daripada daripada pemimpin industri, termasuk keusahawanan, PMKS, PKS yang tu akan turut hadir di sini untuk dapatkan antara kita boleh cakap intipati, perkongsian dan juga produk perkhidmatan, semuanya kat sini.
Macam-macam ada kat sini. Baik, kami nak mengakhiri niaga awal ini untuk waktu ini. Setelah itu terus saja bersama selepas ini Tamina Kauzik akan terus bersama dengan anda. Sekian sahaja langsung dari Pusat Konvensyen Kuala Lumpur untuk waktu ini. Saya Haris Ashraf Hasnan.
Dan saya Nina Rosman. Kita jumpa lagi. Bye.